Welcome to Team Development's presentation. We'll be discussing the current and recent plans implemented by the United States as a whole, as well as in-state and out-of-state plans, and finally how GVSU is trying to help students with the problem of college affordability and student wellness. We're going to start with plans implemented on a countrywide basis, then move to out-of-state plans, in-state plans, and then GVSU's plans to help with student wellness. We will finally conclude with final thoughts and ways that you guys can get in contact with us if you have any questions.
Hello everyone, this is Brooklyn Lippinen. I'm going to be discussing a national plan of action that's being taken. So I chose the NASPA, and historically that stands for the National Association of Student Personnel Administrators. However, they updated the name to NASPA, Student Affairs Administrators in Higher Education. So it's a member-centered association, so it's mainly for college students that are coming from institutions that are like student orgs or just groups of students that are looking for support. And the ways that they provide support are their area of focuses. So the things that they focus on at like conferences or meetings are health, safety, and well-being, financial wellness, and equity, inclusion, and social justice. So those are just three of them, the ones that I wanted to really focus on. And the area of focus, health, safety, and well-being, encompasses the areas of substance abuse prevention, violence prevention, sexual violence prevention, mental health and wellness, and health promotion leadership. So those are the things that they focus on in that category. And then within the other area focuses financial wellness, which contributes to the health, safety, and well-being. So they do understand that there are financial barriers, and those are the primary obstacles for students that are attempting to get a degree. And it also affects their food and housing. And so the insecurities for students are quite complex. And to address this situation, they provide emergency aid grants, food pantries, and peer education for students to go back to universities and start up their own projects through this. So that's what they do for the financial wellness program. The other area of focus that I wanted to address was equity, inclusion, and social justice. So this area of focus is super important for marginalized students who need support. So thinking about students with disabilities, Black students, Indigenous students, Latinx students, etc. They find research opportunities for students and within their company. So they do develop updated resources, and they elevate discourse by updating those resources and researching. So they also create certain spaces for community engagement around equity, inclusion, and social justice issues. So it is something that they address at their conferences and through those meetings and just in general if you're part of NASPA. It is something that they address for everybody. So it's a great example of how we can address the cost of well-being for students. And so those three areas, safety, health, and wellness, and then financial wellness and inclusivity and social justice were the three that I thought were most important from their program and something that I think we should really focus on in our plan of action. And one that I wanted to emphasize was the inclusivity and social justice aspect. So equity, inclusion, and social justice are something that we should really be focusing on when we think about the cost of well-being. As we have many marginalized students, especially here at GV, so they're facing at many times extreme financial and mental struggles while facing discrimination and many other struggles. And we have talked about those things over the semester, but I wanted to kind of emphasize that and remind us to keep that in our plans for the plan of action. But thanks for listening. I'm going to turn it over to the next person.
Hello. This is Nick Fletcher. I'm going to be covering a few things that have been implemented nationally in relation to the mental and physical health of college students in today's society. As colleges and universities around the nation are recognizing the amount of mental strain that money and student loans are really causing for their students, they've been implementing a few tactics in order to help students, such as income-based tuition, which is linked to the cost of a certain major and the expected income. Also, allocating tuition money better, such as spending less money on things like the rec center or climbing walls facilities or other luxury things that schools may offer to their students, and more of investing that money into an actual education and resources that might benefit the health of students overall. Another approach was the introduction of group therapy, which is ideally taking time to sit down with a group of people to talk about our lives and what's going on. This allows empathetic feelings to flow, creating relief for students who may feel as mentally drained as their peers, and just another way for students to let go and articulate the stressors on our mental. Art therapy is also another technique that's on the rise that provides another medium in which students can use to release and express their inner emotions or feelings that may be causing the deterioration of their mental health. I also found a particular unveiling of an organization called Active Minds, which is a nonprofit organization created specifically to benefit and change the conversation about mental health and to change the culture surrounding mental health. It gets students talking and incorporates stuff like stress-relieving activities, videos, movies, and speakers so that the topic of mental health is being discussed on an everyday basis and not just when there's a crisis, which in return has made students more comfortable seeking out help, whether that be more appointments with counselors or just an overall better attitude in general, or just being more at peace with the fact that they aren't alone when it comes to these things.
Hi, this is Garrett Oginski, and I'll be talking about the cost of well-being and its plan outside of the state of Michigan. The three things I'll be talking about will be counseling centers on campus, working on campus as a student, and then financial aid budgeting. First off, with counseling centers, that's a very big role of the cost of well-being as a student. It's a great tool because if you're ever feeling stressed or worried about something, you can just go and talk to people. I know there's, doing my research, I found a bunch of office hours for every other different university around the United States, so I know that's a pretty uniform thing. And also, working on campus, I feel like is a very big role in helping with just small expenses like groceries or like school supplies and stuff like that. And the third thing I'd like to talk about is finances and budgeting. I feel like it's very stressful just because we don't have a lot of knowledge coming into college and how to budget and use your money properly. So I feel like the one main thing that universities try to do is have classes as a freshman that help people learn how to spend their money properly. And I feel like also another big influence on this is your parents. They obviously have a lot of pull in like what you can do with your money and how you spend it. And lastly, I'd just like to mention there's a national organization that helps with the cultivation of wellness across the United States that is called NASPA. They work in advancement of knowledge and evolution for higher education students, focusing on all aspects of student health. And that was just like the biggest and most broad organization I could find, and I feel like that was the one that related most to this topic. And yeah, they have been.
Hi, my name is Hannah Van Horn, and I did my research on Trails Organization, which is Michigan's response to creating better wellness for college students. Trails stands for Transforming Research into Action to Improve the Lives of Students. It's on a mission to bring the effective mental health care to all students. This article states that nearly 50% of all adolescents are impacted by mental health, yet only 20% of those ever receive effective treatment. Trails is a building is building a network of coaches and schools professionals by training them in evidence-based practices such as cognitive behavior therapy, known as CBT, and mindfulness. Coaches are paired with their local Trails training school professionals and co-faculty school-based skills group focused on reducing students' symptoms of depression and anxiety. Trails offers coach training, which is a community-based mental health providers are trained to become Trails coaches. The process consists of clinical training for mental health providers and evidence-based mental health practices, constellation, aka one-on-one case consultation with Trails staff, along with web-based tools, protocol training, pairing and coaching. In-depth information about these are on the website. Trails has trained coaches in 62 Michigan counties, so that's pretty impressive. It also offers school professional training. School professionals are trained in evidence-based mental health practices of CBT and mindfulness. Trails provides training to mental health providers and school professionals, as well as ongoing support to those using Trails curriculum. In addition to support calls with our team, school professionals may also be paired with a coach to provide ongoing guidance in the implementation of the program. There are coaches, mental health professionals interested in providing regular ongoing coaching to students in their communities. There are student support staff, school counselors, social workers, psychologists, etc., who are responsible for the provision of emotional and behavior support to students in their schools. And there are instructional staff, teachers, and other staff responsible for academic instruction in their schools. Trails offers short films to assess school professionals as they learn to deliver CBT and mindfulness skills to students. The first film in this Trails program is Psychoeducation on CBT regarding information on cognitive behavior therapy, in which ways in which feelings, thoughts, and behaviors are closely related, plus just how CBT can help. The second film is Cognitive Coping, helping understand how students can build awareness of their automatic thoughts and learn to replace them with statements that are more helpful or realistic. Relaxation is the third film, helping students learn how to build fundamental coping skills such as relaxation, deep breathing, and guided meditation. And the fourth film is Behavioral Activation, helping students learn about the cycle of inactivity and help students break it by setting and monitoring progress. Exposure is the last film, helping students do things they want or need to, but tend to avoid because they can cause stress. And yeah, that's Trails for Michigan.
Hi everyone, this is Allison Effer, and I'm going to tell you about the things that Grand Valley is doing as an institution to try and help with college affordability and student wellness. Had we been doing this in class, I would have handed out an infographic with all of the information on there and the websites you needed to go to, and we were also going to try and get that posted on bulletins at school for everyone to see. However, given the current climate, it's probably a good thing that we're not doing that. On the topic of food, Grand Valley has 9 different meal plans ranging from about $200 to about $1,500 and can be used in any college circumstance you find yourself in, living-wise, whether that's on campus or off campus. We also have a food pantry called Replenish on Campus, and if you go in, show them your student ID, they'll allow you to grab what you need. For mental and physical wellness, Grand Valley also has the Campus Health Center and the University Counseling Center, as well as a rec center that we can use.
And if you ever feel like you need counseling, we do get, I believe it's 9 free sessions of counseling per semester. And if you're ever unsure about whether or not you need to seek counseling, Grand Valley does have an anonymous online survey that you can take to gauge how you feel about going and if you need to go. Grand Valley also has a list of all of their student discounts on their website. There's also other Google sites that you can go look at for just general college discounts, but Grand Valley does have a ton listed on theirs that I believe are Grand Valley specific. All of these things are listed on Grand Valley's website. If you need anything from the school, those will all be under student resources. Just type that in the search bar. If you want the student discounts, just go type in student discounts and the resource page with the student resources will have more resources I didn't talk about. Everything's labeled between food and wellness and what have you, financial aid, doctor's visits, all that. And the student discounts are all linked within their respective categories, like phones or electronics or what have you. If you guys have any questions for us as a group, please feel free to contact us through email or have Denise email us, and we'll get back to you with those. And thank you for listening to our presentation.